Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation. Only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So I have for you a very special show lined up. And see, I said show lined up. I didn't say a special guest, but she is special. Adri Miller-Heckman is my guest today, and she is quite the accomplished individual. She's a motivational speaker. I'm already motivated just talking to her before we start the program. Adri, welcome.
Thank you, David.
I'm excited to have you on. Now, let me tell you why I have Adri on the line with us, ladies and gentlemen. She has done some really special work. She has a website, AdriMillerHeckman.com. It's A-D-R-I, if you're wondering how to spell that. A little bit different twist on the name, AdriMillerHeckman.com. And that is the home, the website for Keys to the Ladies' Room. This is not something that you need to figure out how to get into a gas station restroom. Well, this is a book, and it's a whole educational program about helping financial advisors and people in general be more aware of how women want to be involved in the financial planning process. So, again, I'm excited. Now, there's some interesting stuff in your background, Adri, that I have to tell the listeners about. You are, I think there probably should be a title called Volleyball Queen. And I think you would be it, right? I mean, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry, Adri. I have to do this because I don't ever see this. At 13, Adri was a member of the youngest volleyball team ever to compete at the national collegiate level. She attended University of North Carolina on a full athletic scholarship. She led her team to several championships. And then I love this. You went on to have your career in the Navy volleyball team, and you guys won the National Armed Forces Championship.
That's correct.
You are a powerhouse. Outstanding. And then she went to her financial career, financial advisor, and became a national trainer for Smith Barney and national sales director for Women in Company, a division of Citigroup. So we're going to be focusing in on Adri's expertise in the whole area of the interaction. And that's really the heart of what I would love to talk to you about, Adri, is the interaction that women can and should have in the financial planning process, and what should they expect? And then we could talk about why they're getting more involved. So we could, I hope everyone listening has 3 or 4 hours for us today, Adri, because I've got at least that many questions for you.
Big topic.
Yeah. Go ahead. So, I mean, give us some of where you're coming from with this and why this is so important.
I think it really started when I became a financial advisor. I had been a registered assistant for probably about 10 years. And when my youngest of three went into school full time, they asked me to become a financial advisor. And I would guarantee you, even though I worked with them, they had great respect for my work ethic and they knew I could succeed. But a big driver to getting hired at that time was Smith Barney had been hit with a big class action suit by women. And so they were mandated to hire, have at least 25% of their new hires had to be women. And it was through that a lot of my friends, as well as myself, were hired on to become financial advisors, because the industry is really, built by men to help male advisors attract male clients. But the dynamic is changing dramatically. So anyway, when I became a financial advisor, being in the financial services industry so long, my whole network, it's not like I came from IBM and I had all these executives as my network to work from.
Right.
Everybody I knew was already in the business. But when I came back from 3 weeks of training, I knew exactly who I wanted to work with. And it was women like my mother. And I would share this story to everybody I spoke to, whether it was a man or a woman. And I talked about how my dad was really good at investing money. And he always wanted my mother to become involved. And so finally, when she agreed to become involved, just because she couldn't understand the concepts of yield and PE ratio, which personally she didn't need to know.
Right.
He made her feel like if she couldn't learn it his way, she couldn't learn it at all. And the worst part was, here my mother was a USC graduate, she believed him. And as a young woman, I watched this, and I knew she was totally capable. And that's what drove my desire to totally focus on women when I became a financial advisor.
Excellent.
And the beautiful part is that women help you grow your business.
You're so right. You're so right.
They're fabulous. And you know what? I hear a lot, because this is my area of expertise. You know, I remember hearing so much, you know, I really don't like working with women because they take so long to make a decision. And I tell advisors today, really, is it that they can't make a decision, or is it that you're not giving them what they need?
Mm. Well, we and both know the answer to that one.
Yeah, they don't want to make a decision.
Right.
So that's really where my work began, and that was the driving force. And I built a fabulous practice focused solely on women. And what was really interesting is this. When you focus from your heart on working with women, you attract a lot of male clients.
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Most men want their wives engaged, and they can't get them engaged in the process. And if I can, then they're going to become my client too.
I love it. 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 If you're just joining us, Adri Miller Heckman is on our line, and the website is the same, www.adrimillerheckman.com, ADRIMillerHeckman.com. That's where you'll find the keys to the ladies' room. That's the entire educational program that Adri's put together. We're going to grab a quick break and we'll dive more deeply into this subject. Stay right there.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read, you'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Adri Miller Heckman is my guest on the line. She has written and put together a great program, Keys to the Ladies' Room. The website is by the same name, adrimillerheckman.com. And I told Adri before we started the program, and I'll go ahead and confess to our listeners, Adri, I have mixed feelings about your sharing all of this with other financial people, and I love what you're about. The fact that, you know, other advisors don't know how to quite communicate or don't understand some of the things you teach is good for those of us that do.
That's right.
But, you know, I see it, and let me say this, and you tell me, and I'll jump on the couch, so to speak, here, and you can tell me. I view it really from a very practical standpoint. And part of it is that, you know, when I have people come in and meet with me, we ask, you know, if they're married or not on the phone, if their spouse will be joining them. And I've had it be both ways, where it's just a husband or it's just the wife that comes in for that first meeting, sometimes because of people's schedules or what may happen. But before we get too far into the process, I really insist that that partner be involved in the process, because it's just, from a practical standpoint, it's very difficult for them to go home and explain what I've told them.
Yes.
And so I really am doing them both a disservice by allowing, if it's the husband, you know, in the more traditional sense, to come in solo. You know, I'm doing them both a disservice by allowing that. And so, emergencies happen, things pop up, but this is not going to be where she's going to be kept in a bubble and not be involved.
Well, you know, you raise an interesting point, David. You have to think there are two reasons why the woman wouldn't come in. One, it might be a very over-dominating husband who likes control.
Sure.
Or two, it's an uncomfortable area for women, and she can't be bothered, and she doesn't want to go through it.
Well, and it might also be an area of conflict. It might also be an area where, and this is now, this is a little bit of just maybe overthinking. It might be that, hey, if the other part of the decision-making unit's not in the room, then nobody's forced to make a decision quickly. I got to go talk to my wife about it.
Well,
there's a lot
of
things that can go into it.
That's, you're absolutely right. And I would make a guess that, I don't have the statistics to back this up, but based on all the work I've done, I would suggest that when a woman is not present, it's because she doesn't want to be present.
You got it right.
Most of the time, it's not that the man, I mean, granted, I do remember sitting with a couple and he would never let her speak, but I, in those meetings, but I created other avenues and ways of communicating with her so that I knew her message. I knew what she wanted, even though when they were together, he wouldn't let her speak. But that's rarely the case, and
you're right.
It's becoming less and less and less of
and that's
the case.
A, that's a fantastic thing. And I often talk about on this program, Adrie, about why it's so critical for women to be involved. And because depending on, you know, the matchup of their life expectancies and genetics, but if you play the odds, women live 3 to 4 years longer on average. And sometimes I have to nudge men and say, and you can, this is a great way to put it, is look, you know, you both need to be involved because you are a temporary custodian. She's going to outlive you. This is hers. You're just right now involved, but it's going to be her, and it's going to be me talking and working with your money. So I think sometimes they don't get that.
No, they don't. And it's interesting. And sometimes women don't either. In a lot of the work that I do in the Keys to the Ladies Room workshop, one of the things I help advisors do is you have to look at women and their strengths. And I have a seminar called the Savvy Women Seminar is to help advisors connect with women. And no part of that seminar is about how you invest. It's not about investing 101. It's not about products and tools. It's about, ladies, you've been using your strengths as women to accomplish and make important decisions all your life. What makes you think you can't use that same process to manage your money?
Amen. And you know what's what's really critical, I think, that people, and this is not just for women, but also for men, but especially for women, they don't need to become a financial expert to get financial advice. They don't. They just need to use that skill set you're talking about, Adrie, where they've used that knowledge, that decision-making ability, their gut. They know how to read people. They judge them. And that's the key. And then find the right person to help and let them do their job.
Well, and what you're talking about is intuition. And I think there are two things that are raised here. One, when we talk about women's strengths, women are driven by a purpose. And not only do they need to know what is your purpose, because as a woman, they're thinking, the only reason you want my business is because you want my money. So having a story, like I shared my story about why I focused on women. Everybody has a story. Everybody does. And if you can share that with a woman and a couple, that validates. That goes beyond the logical reasons why the woman should be involved. It goes more into the emotional reasons. And she needs that. And it also strikes a chord with the man. But she also needs, and that word purpose is important. So when I teach financial advisors, when you speak to the man, what are your financial goals? Well, goals is a very linear
mm-hmm.
process. You turn to the woman and say, what is the purpose for your money?
I like that.
It's a more global, there's a different language. But the other factor that intertwines with this, women are purpose-oriented, but they're also driven by relationships. And you talked about gut and instincts. If women need to recognize, for most women, they're going to leave their advisors within 1 to 2 years after losing a spouse. Why? Because they don't have a relationship with their financial advisor. It has nothing to do with performance.
60 to 70% do that.
You got it. And you obviously, David, from what we've talked about, you have a relationship. And a relationship is critical. And in that relationship, you know, and a relationship takes time. They need to get to know you as well as you need to get to know them. And, you know, I remember when I was a national training officer, and we trained thousands of brand new advisors, and there was a class that I had to teach, and it killed me. Mm-hmm. And it was a video with a male advisor sitting behind the desk profiling a male client. And it was just all about the financial advisor asking very important, deep, emotional, sensitive questions to the participant, to the potential client on the other side of the desk. But the advisor never shared anything about them.
Mm.
Well, you can't have a relationship where only one person is divulging important information. And so in a relationship with a woman, you need to share a little bit more about yourself. You need to learn how to communicate and engage her more effectively.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. It's good stuff. I'm writing notes down, Adri. No, it's I forgot for a moment that we're doing radio, and I'm listening. You put me in school. Now, I love everything you're about and what you're communicating. If you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, Adri Miller-Heckman's our guest. The website's by the same name, ADRIMillerHeckman.com. Quick break. We'll come back, and I'll share with Adri one of the secrets I know about women. Stay right there.
What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
And we're back with Adri Miller-Heckman. She's the author of The Keys to the Ladies Room, and that's on her website, AdriMillerHeckman.com. All right, so here's my big secret. You already know this, Adri. Really, this is for my listeners so I can show them how tuned in I am.
How feminized you are.
So when a guy nods his head, he's agreeing. When a woman nods her head, she's giving you permission to continue to speak.
Very interesting. I like that.
I've learned that the hard way.
I like that.
So, but you know what?
It is interesting. I think women are transforming Wall Street.
Well, you know what?
Women are finally stepping up and saying, 90% are now saying, I need to be more involved.
Amen. I'm glad when they're involved. I'm glad when they're involved.
Say, I want to become more educated.
Yeah. But I could tell you dozens of stories of women that thank God they were involved because they're widows. But guess what? They know what's going on, and they know where their money is, and they know what to do, and there's a plan in place. And that is the huge difference than trying to figure out what to do now.
You know, I think when women go through a divorce,
it's the same thing.
75% of the stress and issues is simply because they don't understand the finances. They don't know what they have. And if they do know what they have, they don't know what it means to them. That, if you have a handle on your finances, you know, life's going to come at you somehow. Most all of us will either go through a divorce or lose a spouse through death. And some of us will experience both.
More than once.
And if we don't have a handle on our finances, in many cases, women will go right back into the same kind of relationship, mm-hmm. you know, that they had before, which was not necessarily healthy and good.
Well, and let's also make no mistake about the fact that, especially during the divorce, that knowledge about the money is a huge strategic advantage for the man. Let's be honest, okay? And so don't set yourself up to be clobbered by being in the dark.
No. Do you know that when women lose a spouse through death or divorce, and I would suggest that this happens too, even when retirement occurs, their three biggest concerns, and this was a study done by Smith Barney with women that had $500,000 or more and then experienced some type of life-changing event, their three biggest issues are, do I have to go on a budget? Will I end up a bag lady?
Mm-hmm.
And will I become a burden on my children?
And the largest of those concerns is number two, will I become a bag lady? It's a real fear from women. And, you know, I have to, before I forget, I have to tell you that with that involvement that women have, Adri, you know, sometimes part of why they're involved or kind of the triangle works with me and the couple, I could tell you that there have been a lot of situations where it's almost like, and I don't want the guys to get the wrong impression about this, but it's almost like the woman is working, helping me reach the husband. And that's what's so ironic about the mindset that's out there, is that the women aren't, shouldn't be, haven't been involved, and maybe they don't understand. They understand very well. And I've had more than one, you know, we're all finished, look over at me and give me this knowing thank you.
Yes.
You know, like, thank you for helping me get him where he really needs to be, because he's going to kill us with what he's trying to do with our money.
I would agree with you. That can be. And you know what's interesting? You know, the statistic that we spoke about, the 70% will leave their advisors within 1 to 2 years. Here's a perfect example. When I left to become a national training officer, a woman took over my book of clients with my parents. They were part of it. And do you know that my mom rarely ever went against my father?
Hmm.
But about 10 years ago, she called me at 70 years old and said, Andrea, I want another advisor.
Hmm.
I said, really? I said, okay, why? And she says, because Michelle never talks to me.
Really?
Now, here's the interesting thing. You see, women will be gracious, will be kind, will be polite, will be friendly, but they won't tell you they're not happy. They just leave.
That's right. That's very true.
And it bothered her so much that I referred her to another financial advisor who was a man, and it angered my father, but it was worth it to my mother. And so women need to step up and say, I want a relationship with our advisor, and if I don't have it, we need to make a change. And there are not a lot of advisors out there, David, like you, that connects with women, that can build a relationship with a woman and a man simultaneously. It is a rare breed, and that's what women need to look for. If she's not comfortable with the advisor, and when he calls the house, he says, hi, Joan, is Bob there?
Oh, God.
You need to make a change.
Yeah, that is so bad. That is so bad. We're going to grab another quick. I love everything you're about, Adri. Adri Miller-Heckman, that is the name. That is the website. Adri, A-D-R-I, MillerHeckman.com. Keys to the Ladies' Room. We'll be right back.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
Welcome back. Adri Miller-Heckman is on the line with us. She is an author and a motivational speaker, and she has written the book Keys to the Lady Room. That's also on her website, AdriMillerHeckman.com. You know, something interesting before the break that you mentioned, Adri, that I thought bears just a little bit more expansion. We're kind of hitting on, you know, advisors and especially male advisors not knowing how to communicate and or involved or work with women when it comes to their finances. But this is also true, as in your mom's case, with female advisors, maybe not knowing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a surprise that people would think, well, a woman would know how to communicate with a woman and involve her, and maybe they don't.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I do a lot of work coaching female financial advisors. Women is really my passion and concern, whether they are a client or whether they are a female financial advisor. And because the industry has been so, let me say, driven by testosterone,
mm-hmm.
that
fair.
Even female advisors who have entered the industry have been forced to adapt to the male model of building a business.
They've had to take testosterone supplements.
That's exactly
just about.
Right.
I mean, just about.
So, for example, let me give you an example. The old model of building a business was about prospecting, selling, and closing.
Yeah.
Well, nobody likes to be prospected anymore. Nobody wants to be sold to. And women especially abhor the idea of being closed on.
Right. So is Tuesday or Wednesday better? Yeah, right. How about, let's talk through this, right?
The new paradigm, which the women who are clients and women advisors are forcing a change is building relationships, inspiring people to consider other options, and then motivating them to do what's right for them and their future financial portfolio.
You know what, Adri, you just read, this is funny, you just read the next one of my next ads that's going to go in the paper. It says,
and what is that?
It says across the top, salesman, no. Advocate, yes. And then it goes on to explain that if you come to my office, there'll be no selling, but I will do my darndest to help you get the right things for your situation. I'm going to work very hard at that. I'm a fiduciary, and that's what my job is to do. The challenge, the other part of what our industry has, is that a lot of people don't understand the differences about different advisors. They kind of lump everybody in together. They don't really get the differences.
Well, and you know, there's another, we talked about three things, and in the Savvy Women Seminar, we focused on these three things. We talked about a purpose. And if a woman understands that she needs to know your purpose, why you care about her, and if she doesn't know that, then there's a problem. Secondly, we talked about how women are all about relationships, and a relationship is really the foundation of the client-professional relationship for a woman. It must become somewhat personal.
And it's got to be sincere. This can't
Very
be, this
sincere.
Cannot
you can't
be faked.
Fake it. Mm-mm. Yeah. They'll call you out.
I hope
the
so.
The third component is a process. And the industry talks, the industry processes really don't work for women. You see, women are, one of their strengths is they're multitaskers.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to multitask, they create a process in all aspects of their lives.
So they like the process of financial planning that's more step by step.
They want to know, yes. And a process, so you want to work with a financial advisor that really has a process that says, okay, I'm here to make your life easier and better, not
like
more
that.
Stressful and challenging.
You know, I read a statistic one time about the ability of women to handle more than one thought at a time. And multitask, it's like the average woman can handle like six thoughts at one time, and the typical guy, one or none.
Yeah. It's amazing. You know, women have what they call diffused awareness, and this is an important factor for financial advisors to remember. It's like in their brain they have these tentacles that go out, and these tentacles are going out and picking up data, little bits of data, and bringing it back to their brain. So the moment they walk into your office, they're noticing things that the husband is not. And all of those little bits of data are helping them make an assessment about whether they like you or not.
Like and trust.
You got it. They can't trust without like.
Well, I like everything, Adri, that you're about, and I would like to have another hour to talk to you, but we're banging up against our time limit here. If you just join us, Adri Miller-Heckman's been our guest, and we've been having a wonderful conversation and chat about women and money and how advisors need to work with them. More information at her website, AdriMillerHeckman.com. Adri, I'm going to have you come back on, and I'm also going to send you my books. I think you'll get a good kick out of them, and we need to stay in touch.
I'd love to read it, and I commend you for being so interested and so concerned about your female clients. That's huge.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, David.
Okay, Adri. Bye-bye
now. Bye-bye
now.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening. Thank you.